So how's it feel not to be a rookie anymore?
Feels good. Now, you know, I'm still on that same stage almost where I'm still learning. It's just better how I get to learn now. I get to learn with reps and, you know, I get to experience it instead of seeing it, you know, another guy doing it. So,
can you compare the comfort level? I'm sorry. Can you compare the comfort
level? Yeah. I mean, it's, you're obviously a little more comfortable because you have some experience, but, you know, you try not to get comfortable because if you get comfortable, you know, it's not good.
How was your off season different this year compared to coming into the league? What type of things were you doing differently?
Well, I got to lift for football instead of lifting for the combine. I got to watch film. I got to watch film of me playing the position. I got to break down film with other guys on the team. So I mean, it was very different. A little more relaxing because you know where you are. You know the surroundings a little better. So it was good.
After watching yourself on film, what are a couple constructive criticisms you saw?
Well, I got to learn how to play the position. I got to learn how to run routes better. You know, but I let the coaches do that. So we'll see what they say.
What are your thoughts on Wes coming back so fast and being out here and doing the things he's doing?
I mean, it's great to see him out here. And, you know, as soon as he gets back, this is the better for the team. So, yeah, you guys, it's good. It's good.
One of the things that Pat said yesterday was, or the other day, was that he learned how to relax from his, you know, after being here as a rookie and getting in these kind of off-season programs. Is that true? I mean, have you seen Pat Chung was talking about that. He was talking about kind of learning how to relax and kind of, you know, knowing your playbook and kind of knowing the system. And there's you talked a little bit about the comfort level.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to relax. You know, I'm a jet, throttle, no throttle. So, no, but you do get to relax a little more. You're not as stressed out. I mean, there's still stress factors. You're still competing for your job, so, you know. But it is a little, there's a step down on the stress levels.
Julian, you mentioned a couple of times, you know, learning the position.
Mm-hmm.
Still, what are the hardest things?
Well, you just experience. You know, you've played football your whole life, so you know football, but, I've never played the position of receiver. So little techniques, you know, learning the tricks of the trade. That I'm learning here just by getting these reps. You know, every rep's an experience, a gain of an experience. So, you know, the more reps and, you know, the more film I watch, the better you get and the more you recognize and the more you get to see. And, you know, you got to be coachable, be able to, you know, not make the mistake twice. And, you know, that's how I got to get better.
Is the mental part of adjustments and blitz reads and stuff like that more difficult than actually running your routes and learning your techniques and things like that?
It all comes together because when they blitz, you got to do a certain, you got to do something with the route. You got to stick it. You got to, you know, it's all one thing. So, yeah.
How shocked have you been to see Wes out there?
Yeah, I don't doubt him. So, you know, you never doubt Wes Welker.
You talked about getting a chance to work with Torrey Holt and David Patton a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they're veterans, and they've played in a lot of important games. They've had a lot of experience. They've played in and had great numbers. So anytime you get to be around those kind of guys, along with Randy, along with, you know, Welk, you know, you're gaining their techniques and you're watching them. You may be a different receiver, but you could take something different from them, and you can use it and bring it to your game.
Is there a weird sort of, you know, you watch these guys on TV as a kid, or I don't know how much you watch football, and now you're out there with him. Is that a kind of a weird realization?
I mean, it was at first, but, you know, we're a team now, and you kind of get past that. You're so busy focusing on trying to get better every day. So, you know, but I was like that at first, and kind of got away from it because they're teammates, and they're out here helping me, and, you know, you forget about it.
Do you see any ways yet where this all offense might evolve or change going forward?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I'm just a second year guy learning the system still. So, you know, if it goes a different way, it's then.
Was it fun to see how well you guys were clicking out there during one of the drills there?
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, it's fun to be out here. I mean, you're getting to play football. You know, this whole offseason, you're lifting weights, you're running, you're doing band work, explosion work, and catching balls from the jugs, from quarterbacks. But when you bring it all together, you know, we're here to play football, and it's exciting. So we're out here, we get to play football, get to be part of the team, and, you know, the camaraderie's going, and it's just fun to be out here.